You have now learned more than a dozen different ways to use subjective communication in the alpha level to communicate, to help yourself, to make better decisions, to find and fulfill your purpose in life. They're worth using. First thing you learn is to enter the alpha level where there's more information available to you and to use that information to help you. You've learned now the correct attitude, that of improving conditions on the planet, will unlock the door to guidance from higher intelligence that can help lead you to success in your mission in life. You've learned how to use Jose Silva's mental video technique for the spiritual guidance to fulfill that mission. You've learned how to use visualization and imagination to program yourself to overcome impediments. You've learned how to use visualization and mental rehearsal so that when you're performing a task, when you're interacting with people, you can do a better job. You learned Jose Silva's instant rapport technique to project and use your aura to help you influence people to do what's best for all concerned. You've learned how to find the ideal time to program yourself. You've learned how matter and objects can store information and how you can store information in matter and objects and how to detect that information and use it to help you achieve the things that are important to you. You've even learned how things like dowsing rods and pendulums worked. You've learned about the automatic connection that a mother has with her children and how to use that to help the children, to guide them, to help them overcome problems that they may be having. You've also learned how the broadcasting technique works, how to broadcast a message to people no matter what the distance. And we have one more mental exercise. This is a special exercise that Mr. Silva came up with called the Enhanced Awareness Exercise. In this, you'll use your visualization and imagination to develop greater awareness of your environment. Jonelle will be doing this exercise. She'll ask you to enter your level and then imagine that you're in a garden and become aware of the sights and the sounds and the feelings in that garden. She'll ask you to enter a room in your house with your imagination. And in that room, imagine the sights and the sounds and the smells in that room. And Jonelle will ask you to conduct 4 tests to involve your senses, your spiritual senses, in experiencing the environment. First, you'll test for light, the intensity and color of light. What kind of light is there in the object? Where does it come from? How does it compare with the light outside of the object? Then she'll ask you to test for temperature. How does the temperature compare inside the object as compared to outside? Let your experience flow. Whatever your experience is the correct experience for you. Then you'll detect for odor. What odor do you detect? How does that compare inside and outside the object? And then you'll test for solidity of material. So again, she'll ask you to actually raise your hand, objectively, physically, raise your hand and form a fist and imagine that you're knocking on the inside of the object, the same as when you knock on a door. How solid would you judge the material to be? And what kind of sound would you imagine reflected back to you? Then when you're done with that, you can touch your forehead again with your fingers and then imagine coming out of the object, placing the object down out of your way. Now, let's turn the floor back over to Michael Wickett for a wrap-up. As you've already heard, Michael has had so much experience overcoming some serious problems that he had with these techniques, and he has met so many wonderful people in his travels who have used Jose Silva's techniques, methods, and ideas to improve their lives, to help them fulfill their missions in life. Michael knows what works. He has some strategies and some guidelines to share with you so that you can get the maximum benefit of this course also. Michael?